Footy fans, hello, good evening. Will Davies here, having a look at the NEAFL competition. Let's get straight into it. Two rounds have been and gone, and it's been a very interesting start to the season. Sydney Uni atop of the ladder after two big wins, and that's not unexpected. But Brisbane, the other undefeated side, that is unexpected in my opinion. Brisbane, two wins from two, and they got their first win ever at TIO Stadium in Darwin. Had a good win against NT Thunder, 19 listed players for the Lions. We'll get to that one in a little bit more detail in a moment. The Swans are third. They had a massive win on the weekend. Gold Coast had a good win as well. They are one win. And so too the Thunder, Aspley and Giants and Canberra. And then Redlands in ninth. Southport are in 10th. No wins from their two games. Redlands, the big one that that most people didn't see coming. Two losses to start the season. They lost against Canberra in round one, and then people expected them to bounce back in round two. Although Gold Coast have started the year well, they're a strong side with a fit AFL list, and they thumped Redland by 92 points on the weekend. Redland really are struggling, and they need to start to turn things around. The 2016 draftees for the Gold Coast were good. Jack Scrimshaw, Will Brodie and Brad Shear all performed very well. Keegan Brooksby's, well, he's great at NEAFL level and again was one of the standouts for them. 23 disposals, 20 hitouts and 4 goals for big Keegan Brooksby. And the score for the Suns and Redland, well, the Suns 23 goals, 14, 152, beating Redland 9 goals, 6, 60. We'll go to Brisbane and NT Thunder. Brisbane 15, 11, 101, beat the Thunder 11, 9, 75. As mentioned, Brisbane, one of the two undefeated sides to start the NEAFL season. Ben Keyes was great, 39 disposals, 9 marks and 5 tackles. Ryan Bastanac was adjudged best on ground, 35 disposals, 10 marks and 6 tackles to go with 8 clearances and a goal. Clay Beans was good, so too was Blake Grewer against Redland, 29 disposals, 7 marks, 6 tackles for Grewer. And the Lions, they've started really well and I'm looking forward to seeing them on NEAFL TV throughout the season. Aspley bounced back in round two after their round one loss in the Territory. Matt Payne was outstanding, as expected for Matt Payne, and he is the equal MVP leader for the league. He's the first to get 10 full votes this season. The NEAFL MVP voting is combined, 5 from the umpires and 5 from the coaches. So Matt Payne impressed all who were there. Jordan Harper was good for Canberra after his terrific start to the season. He had 26 disposals as life for the Demons got back to losing ways. It was Aspley 17-15, 117, Canberra 7-7-49. As mentioned, Sydney with their massive win against Southport. They won 20 goals 9, 129 to Southport's 3-9-27. Jordan Kerris tried very hard all day for Southport, as you'd expect from Jordan Kerris. He's a great young player, so keep an eye on him through this season. For Sydney, Toby Pink kicked 6 goals for them. He's certainly a cult hero in the making for the Swans. And you might remember his efforts in the under-18s last year, kicking a behind from 70 metres after the siren to win the grand final for Glenelg. What a performance from him then, and a great performance for him for the Swans on the weekend. 102 points they beat Southport by. It was the first of two matches at Blacktown International Sports Park, a doubleheader on NEAFL TV. The other match was Sydney Uni up against the Giants, the match of the round, and it really was an absorbing contest. The pressure was great, the tackling was superb, and Sydney Uni got over the line 128 to 85. So 2 from 2 for Sydney Uni, and they're only going to get stronger. You'd think Uni, they can welcome back Xavier Richards, Tom Young, former Western Bulldogs and Collingwood listed player. He played in Sydney AFL competition on the weekend, so he's not far away from a return for Sydney Uni. Matt Rawlinson was wonderful for the Students, 34 disposals, 11 marks and 6 inside 50s. Lewis Stevenson, 11 clearances, 31 disposals and 7 marks to go with 2 goals. Tom Aiton, the veteran, was great. So too Jackson Potter. Jack Dimmery was a strong performer, and Jack Hiscox got a couple of coaches' votes too. For the Giants, John Patton got through the game unscathed. He was good in patches. They worked him up in through the midfield just to try and get a bit of work through the legs after he had that hip injury in round one. So Leon Cameron's already said Patton is expected to be welcomed straight back into the AFL side. Matt Kennedy put his hand up to be recalled to the AFL team after being dropped following their round one loss. He was great with 36 disposals, 6 tackles, 8 clearances and a goal. Harry Himmelberg was used in the midfield, which is an unfamiliar spot for him at NEAFL level. Primarily, he's used as a defender, but he was great in the middle of the ground. 30 disposals, 11 tackles and 9 clearances, 7 inside 50s for Harry. Another Harry Perryman was good as well. First year on the list, 30 disposals and 11 tackles for him too. Concerningly for the Giants, young Will Setterfield, the number 5 overall draft pick, suffered a high ankle sprain in this one. He had a terrific debut. Round one, he had 33 disposals, 3 goals, so he didn't play much part in this game. Dawson Simpson was immense in the ruck again, 59 hitouts for big Dawson, who's yet to play at AFL level for the Giants. Jake Stein had another interesting game, the former Commonwealth Games decathlete. Game number 2 of competitive footy for Jake Stein, the Giants Category B rookie. He finished 14th in Glasgow in the decathlon, disqualified in the 100 metres, but he did win a couple of the throwing events. He came off with an eye injury, didn't look too pleased with some of the physicality at times, but he's competing really well, Jake Stein, and doesn't look out of place at NEAFL level. So he's one to keep an eye on at NEAFL level, and I'll be pleased to do that for you here on the Footy Gospel podcast and also through the NEAFL's live stream. So that's the games from the weekend. Round 2, it was another interesting round of games, especially with some of those results flipping around from round 1. Redland got thumped again. Canberra, unfortunately for them, were back in the loser's circle after their round 1 win. Round 3 is this weekend. It starts on Saturday, 11:30 a.m. Brisbane hosting Southport. Southport, they weren't good on the weekend against Sydney Uni. They got thumped in the second half to eventually lose by 102 points. And with the way Brisbane's going and 19 listed players available to them last week, you'd expect the Lions to waltz through this one. Canberra and the Giants down in Canberra. It's an interesting contest. The Giants have some injuries, which will mean more Academy players get pulled through into the NEAFL side. And with the Academy series taking place, they might not be the first choice Academy options for the Giants. I think they could still win, but it all depends on which Canberra side turns up. If it's the round one Canberra, they could be the winners there. But if it's the round two Canberra, who struggled with their structures and were worked over by the experience of Matt Payne and his Aspley teammates, the Giants should get that one. Sydney Uni are hosting Redland at Henson Park. It's Sydney Uni's Members' Day. Young Henrys will be there sponsoring that one, providing some fun and frivolity for the Uni faithful. And I think they'll have a very good win against the Bombers. That said, the Bombers need to start getting things going. And it's my understanding they're not too happy with... of course, they're not too happy with the way things are going. But the effort and the way that they've stuck together has probably been a bit down. So expect to fire up Redland, but Uni should be pretty comfortable there. Aspley and the Gold Coast, I think the Gold Coast on their form should get the points there. But Aspley, write them off at your own peril. I've said that a few times and been stung by the Hornets across the journey. They are as organised and experienced as any in the NEAFL. The way the Suns are going, it's a new Suns side in 2017. So it's a good competition when Aspley and the Suns are both playing well. Hopefully it's a close encounter there on Saturday afternoon. The Thunder and Swans have the bye in round 3. It's been a very big workload for those two after 2 weeks of footy. So they'll have the weekend off. Enjoy your footy, Footy Gospel fans, wherever that may be this weekend. And I look forward to speaking with you again on the Footy Gospel podcast next weekend. Cheers.